Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
It's the Bomber Brothers Podcast with Ryan and Sean Chichester.
Swung on and driven to deep left. Toward the line. She is gone. Aaron Judge lined one right down the line. Swung on and lined to right center field. It is a base hit. Grounding third. Scoring Kiner from left off. And the Yankees win the ball game with two in the bottom of the ninth.
Hit in the air to left center. It is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a grand slam. Oh, a Stantonian home run.
Talking all things Yankees baseball.
Billy Beans Oakland Athletics coming to town. Oh, they're not Billy Beans Oakland team anymore.
That's right. And again, if you like what you're hearing, and please rate, review, and subscribe. We will always recap and preview every series twice a week before and after every series. But yes, the Yankees do have the A's coming to town now. They are... how do you say, a complete and utter embarrassment. They are, in my opinion, somewhat detrimental to Major League Baseball as a whole because they are just so actively trying to put together a terrible roster and get out of Oakland, presumably, whatever it is. But they are certainly not trying to win. They're probably going to unload Frankie Montas soon at some point. So this is... that's just a long-winded way of saying the A's suck and the Yankees should do some damage against them. And that would be starting with Thursday night with Montgomery on the mound.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, you want to see Monty really hold down this terrible... because the starting pitching's okay, right? Their starters are fine.
Yeah, they have Paul Blackburn going on Thursday night against Montgomery, and he has a 2.97 ERA. He's pitched 75 and two-thirds innings, so you know he's not going to overpower you. He only has 55 strikeouts in that span, but still a good pitcher. And you know, it could be another close game where the Yankees just have to wait it out and go to the battle of the bullpens. And then you have Montas going in game two, also. So I mean, Oakland does have a pair of solid pitchers going in the first two games, but I mean, the offense is just dreadful.
Yeah, this is an opportunity for the rotation to get back on track. And you know, Monty struggled a little bit against the Rays this last time out. And, right, didn't he? Yeah.
I think so. I mean, I don't think it was two. I don't think it was.
Yeah, terrible. He gave him, what, four runs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's right, so that's honestly not a great Rays lineup either.
Yeah. So and then, you know, you have the opportunity to get Tyone, and then Seve, I guess, will probably be pitching on Wednesday. So I know they're talking about maybe going to six man, but you know, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But I you know, hopefully the rotation just holds this team down. The Yankees can put up a few runs here and then get back to Houston. But really, you just don't want it to be a letdown series with the Houston game looming at the end. It's kind of, you know, Houston, Oakland, Houston, those Oakland games, you know, you might overlook or whatever. So we'll see. But, you know, they got through that tough stretch well. So you hope the Yankees just kind of pile on here against a team that's 24 games under.
Yeah, there's no other way to put it. They're a bad team that's coming cross country for what's probably another draining trip. So the Yankees should take advantage. But like we said, all three starters are solid for Oakland in this series. Even Cole Irvin going in the series finale has a 3.29 ERA and 68 in the third innings. Another guy that's not going to blow you away. It's only 47 strikeouts in that span. But so Oakland does have some good pitchers going. It's, you know, it could turn into some low scoring games, but if the Yankees don't come away with at least two of three, that would obviously be a disappointment. And if the starting pitching gets knocked around in any way, that would be a massive disappointment too, because this Oakland lineup is very, 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 very bad.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, I think we've been able to explain away everything that's happened with the rotation, just looking a little bit more human and not superhuman. But this is the opportunity for them to kind of get back on track. And we'll see. We have this, and then, you know, the weird one stop in Houston, and then the Guardians, and then we finally get a day off.
Yeah, it'll be much earned. But in the meantime,
wait, I have a question. We should answer this on the podcast so our listeners know. Are we doing a one series review of the next Houston game, because they play one game against the Astros? Maybe we could just do like a quick 10-minute discussion on that game if it's a good game.
Well, we can do a quick reaction pod. How about that?
That sounds good to me
for the one game. All right, but back to these three games against the A's. I think we agree that Judge gets the belt for the last series. When you hit two walk-offs in a four-game series, you
get your contract.
Earn that. And yes, and got his contract.
Well, it's his one-year contract, not the big one.
Not the one we're still waiting on. But so who gets the belt against Oakland?
I'm gonna go with Rizzo. I'm just gonna take Rizzo.
Okay, I will piggyback off your pick from last series and take. You took Stan last series, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna take Stan. It seems like he's heating
he's on
up.
One.
Yeah, running to a couple home runs this series, so I am feeling good about Stan. Certainly looks like he's getting back to the pace he was on before his injury. So. Going with Stanton, and hopefully he goes off. Hopefully it's another series win for the Yankees when we return later this week.
And hopefully we get Glaber back. I haven't really said anything else yet, but
it wasn't
a break, so that's good. I know I saw someone tweet they were worried about IKF's finger after the bunt, so trying to find out more tonight.
Yeah, well, I mean, in terms of Torres, Boone said that he was calling it a mild ankle sprain, so hopefully it's nothing major. He's actually been struggling at the plate again recently, so maybe a few days off could even help and get him healthy, get him back to slugging. But in the meantime, we will talk to everybody after this series. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe. We'll be back soon to recap this series and look ahead to the next one. Well, it'll be one game, but it'll be an interesting one this week. But we will be here for it, and hope you will be too.
Talk to you later, everybody. Let's go, Yanks.